Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a get up show.
Hey, it's the Simon Says Podcast, number 136, I think.
Hello.
Could have said any number and y'all would have agreed.
Yeah.
You
know, I know for a fact it's 136.
How do you know for a fact?
Because it was 135 last time, and I thought that was amazing.
All right. Well, it's 136. Go ahead and subscribe if you want to, and click a like, and tell all your friends that it's the Simon Says Podcast. We would love to hear from you. 336-373-0987 is the number. That's the Simon line. You call that, you could be on the podcast. It was terrifying last week. We were doing our world-famous Bet You Won't Play It Labor Day weekend, and the phone lines went down.
Oh, no.
We blew them up. So many calls, phone lines went down.
I mean, that's fantastic, but...
It's kind of hard to take requests when your phone doesn't work.
Don't have any phones.
Yeah, drop us a postcard, and we'll send up some smoke signals. How about Harry Styles spitting on Chris... What's his name?
Harry Styles did not spit on Chris Pine.
He did. I saw it.
But what do you think if he didn't? Because the whole thing is that when you see his face, it kind of looks like he does something or just makes a weird face. And as soon as he does that, Chris Pine stops clapping and makes a face.
And looks down. He's looking down at what was spat on him.
Okay. First, Chris Pine is acting kind of weird anyway because everybody starts clapping and Chris only claps like twice and then he stops. And he's like kind of just looking around. So I don't think he wanted to be clapping. And I think he just stopped. And it just so happened Harry was facing him.
But then
I don't think he spit on him.
There is so much right now about all the drama behind this movie.
Yeah.
It's like it's nonstop right now. So aside from that, there's also an exchange where it seems like there's some sort of verbal exchange between Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde. Like there's that. Then they're also showing all this video of Chris Pine doing press, and he could not look.
He's so bored.
He's being very dramatic and just like not paying attention.
Rolling his eyes.
He does not want to be there at all. And then, you know, then there's stuff with Florence Pugh. But
why in the world would Harry Styles spit on him in such a huge, they're in the front row of something. There's no way Harry Styles would do that.
Maybe he's
not Will Smith. He's not going to do something that dumb in front of all these people.
Maybe he spit his gum out by accident.
No, it wasn't by accident.
You didn't see anything fall, and you didn't see Chris wipe anything off.
He walks up. He doesn't make eye contact. He spits in the guy's lap. The guy reacts to it by not clapping, looking down at the spit, and then, like, Harry Styles looks right by him to wave at other people. Never makes eye contact with him. There's something going on there.
It's just funny because this whole movie has seemed like it's been nothing but this
drama.
It's got to be a work.
Okay, you know what? Behind them, because every video, the only video I've seen is coming from facing Chris Pine and Harry Styles' back. But you can see that there are people sitting behind them that have phones.
All right.
Somebody released that video.
Oh, it's out there. I've seen different angles.
I haven't seen it from that angle.
Oh, man. You got to go down that deep talk.
I'm not going
hole.
on the sites you go to. Those are dangerous.
No. This is all straight TikTok.
He's at it's a TikTok channel called Loogie Close Up.
weird spitting fantasy.org.
Oh, now you took it too far.
Oh, that was too far.
Yeah.
No, my bad.
You're gross.
I gave it a web address.
Yeah, you're just awful.
Don't put that in your browsers, by the way. I don't know what that does.
But you know what? I think Harry Styles is super cool. There's something about Chris Pine. He looks like a movie star. Do you think he's gorgeous?
I think he's attractive, but he's not one of my favorites.
No?
Uh-uh.
Which one's better looking between him and Harry?
Harry.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What is it about him?
You know, I don't know. He's cute. He's smiley. He always seems like he's having fun. And
do you think his collar was supposed to be tucked in his jacket?
No.
I don't. No, he had the world's longest collar.
It's so stupid. Like all the pictures leading up to the spit, the collar was all the way out. And I mean, it was touching two states.
Yeah. I just wonder, like, could you pop your collar with a collar like that? It would be
like yourself in the eye.
It's up like above your head.
Hey, put that down. The wind is picking up. We're gonna lose Harry. Yeah, I like Harry a lot. I saw his video for that As It Was.
Yeah.
And he's wearing the craziest, like, sleeveless one piece jumpsuit. I thought of Maddie. Yeah.
I don't think I could pull it off as well as him.
Well, no, but that's beside the point. You wear ridiculous things sometimes.
It's happened.
Yeah.
I just think that, again, I feel like this is all made up stuff that they're doing. Like, how can we, you know, how can
draw
we make this more
attention to this movie?
Yeah, because it's like, hey, I got a crazy idea. Okay, Chris Pine, here's what you're going to do. Okay. Okay.
You act totally crazy. Roll your eyes like you can't stand being here. Okay. Harry, you walk up and spit on him. Everybody good? Okay, break.
Florence, you don't talk to anybody about nothing. And then put your nipples out at another thing.
Wait, did
and
she
Olivia,
do that?
Yeah, Olivia, you just act like you're in charge of everything and everything's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. And then get your ex to serve you divorce papers while you're on stage at an event. Okay, great. Keep going.
Oh, yeah. That did happen.
Oh, yeah. It's just like layers. It's like the layers.
Do you think that they're doing, if your theory is correct, that all of this is to garner press for the movie, do you think the movie's that bad that they got to do crazy stuff and look possessed and spit
I
on people
not.
And pull their nipples out?
I don't know. Well, I think it's a bold move. I mean, I don't know if The Rock's going to end up doing it for Black Adam. He's going to start spitting on his co-stars and putting his nipples out. Although his nipples are always out. But I could see it.
And they point down.
It just seems like a lot. It just doesn't seem like, it's like, how could this movie be so dysfunctional?
I'd love
Like, how could a cast hate each other so much that this is where we're at?
And they hate each other so much that they even booted another cast member off. Shia LaBeouf was supposed to be in the movie.
This movie was a different movie.
No, it was Shia LaBeouf. No. He was supposed to be in it, but he's awful. He's a weird guy, man.
Weren't they also saying like he was creepy
during
the sex scene?
Hello, he's found God. He's different now.
Where'd he find him? Not his movie.
Under
the
covers.
Catholic Church, apparently.
Well, the movie looks, the look of it is incredible.
I
like
still
the clothes.
Seen a single thing.
Have you not?
No.
All
it
I've
does
seen
look
is
good.
All this.
Yeah, it looks good. There's, you know, it's already famous because there's Harry Styles and pew sex scenes that are apparently pretty, you know, detailed. There's a lot going on in that. But yeah, it looks great. But I told you guys, I read the major big time spoiler. And
do not.
I'm not going to tell anybody.
No, this is what he does, though. He's like, I'm not going to say anything, but.
No, I'm not.
It is a big one.
It is a big one.
That's good. That's what a spoiler's supposed to be.
Yeah, because a friend of mine was like, I said, I know the spoiler on this. And they were like, I don't care. Tell me. And I told them. And she was like, oh, my God, I didn't know it was that big. Like, hey, you didn't care a second ago.
I'm going to guess something, and then it'll be like what the spoiler actually is. So
yes.
I'm not going to do it.
Yes.
They're all robots.
That's not the one I have.
Okay.
But it does kind of look like that from the preview.
Harry Styles is really a llama that spits on people.
Did you guys see that the next wave of dum-dum box technology, which is what I call smartphones, is going to be a contact lens that you put in your eye and you never have to look at your screen because it's right there in your eyeball?
I don't like that. They keep talking about this technology and I can't see how that works.
No.
Because I feel like it's too close. I don't want it in there.
That would be weird. I mean, when you see the same with the Google Glass stuff, when they had those, like
it would come up as
a display, like that would be super distracting.
But
it's hard
not,
enough when I get like an eyelash on my contact.
Right, but
or
that's
my,
not in your eye. The Google Glass is still external. This is a contact lens with all of the stuff that's on your phone that you put on your eyeball. I've never put a contact in my eye in my life. I can't do it.
Oh, it's not that bad.
You can. It's. I used to say that.
No, I can't do it.
They're little magic miracles.
Look, listen, I can't do it because my arms are short, okay? Did you want to hear that?
All right, T-Rex.
I can't reach my eyeball. Is that what you wanted?
Yeah.
All right, T-Rex.
No, but I've never put one in there, and I'm always fascinated, like, when I see people messing with their contact. I used to have a friend, Robbie, who was always messing with his dang contacts, and he would take it out of his eye and put it in his mouth and roll it around.
I would do that. That's what you're
supposed to. Are you serious?
You're supposed to do that instead of like putting water on it.
That's disgusting. Your mouth is filthy, and then you're putting that in your eye. That's why everybody has pink
eye.
Maybe
your eyes are filthy.
That's not why you have pink eye.
No.
Well, it's part
of it. I didn't drop
it
there. Where are you washing your contact lens?
I always thought that was gross. And then, you know, every once in a while, he would get so mad at the contact that while he was rolling it around his mouth, he would bite it, tear it, throw it out the window.
I've had that. I mean,
are you serious?
My least favorite was always when it would, like, either dry out and then my eye would get stuck for a second, or when you rub your eye the wrong way and it would pop up behind your eye. And then you got to sit there, like, rolling your eye around and digging around in there.
There's no worse paralyzing freak out than when your eyelid turns the wrong way.
Yeah.
I can't do anything, man.
It is weird.
Just flailing like a fish.
One time I thought I got a contact when I was very first started wearing them. I thought I got one. Like, I was like, can it go behind my eye? Where did it go? I thought that it was, like, stuck way up in there.
And?
But I found it. It can't. It cannot. The answer is no. It cannot go behind your eye.
You guys have totally talked me out of ever trying it. Never going to do it.
How would that work for you if you put it in your bad eye?
It wouldn't do anything.
I mean, could you kind of see it?
No.
What if it was like, I mean, you can't see, like.
It would have to be real thick. That's what they told me back in the day.
You have the thickest contact.
Because your eyes are so
It's like one giant
so
eye.
Your eyelid just pokes out because it's being forced
out.
I
get a job at the fair.
Hey, look at old bulgy eye.
Too soon. So it's crazy out there in the world with the teachers, man. There was lots and lots of openings for teachers here in our area when the school year started. In other parts of the country, it's even worse, where they're hiring people to be teachers who, A, have never been teachers before, and two, don't even have a college degree, just to be on standby, full-time substitute teachers, just to have a warm body in there.
Wow.
And I thought, man, hey, there's my chance. I ain't got no degree.
To be a warm body. Can you imagine you in a room full of kids?
I think I'd be great at it.
I think it would depend.
I think he'd be a very good, personable person to be in the room with them. I'm not sure he'd actually teach them anything.
It depends.
I mean, if it was a class on the Stooges, I mean, he would kill it, or antiques. But I think you would do better with younger kids that you would not do well at all with middle school, high schoolers.
I don't know.
No.
It depends. It all depends.
Someone would sass you and then you'd be done.
Yeah.
You
maybe.
Do not appreciate that.
Maybe.
No, you don't.
Maybe. I don't know. You guys don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You know,
trust me, we've sassed you before.
It's interesting because that's always one of those things that, you know, if I lose my job tomorrow, it's like, well, what
Ooh,
can you
wait,
do?
Wait, did you hear something?
No. Oh, God. Don't say that out loud.
But it's that idea of like, well, what else could you do? And there was a point where I thought about, I'm like, I could actually go teach, you know, certain
the
elements.
Same salary.
Yeah.
Basically.
That's all part of it. I think that really drives me crazy, this whole thing about, you know, teacher salaries and, you know, people saying, well, why are they, you know, get paid plenty?
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Not for what they do and the hours they put in.
No.
They work way longer than the school day, man.
They don't just teach the kids. I mean, there's so many layers to it.
It's a life.
It's like, it's so much, and they deserve so much more money. It's like the balance of wealth. It's like that needs to be completely reevaluated.
Both my parents were teachers at one point or another, coming along.
Really?
Yeah.
My mom was too for a long time until I was born, and then she was like, "No, forget this."
I can't imagine. Like you talk about sassing and the reaction to it. I can't imagine what my dad would have been like as a teacher if anybody made the wrong move.
You see this fish? Talk back to me.
Yeah, because he was a little bit nuts. But, you know, it was little kids, though.
But that's the thing. I think little kids, well, first of all, I think some people are better with little kids than others. And I think you're just used to that. And I think you would do great with that. But, yeah, it's I can't imagine, though. Like, I couldn't imagine going into a high school class right now and trying to teach high schoolers.
Depends. It depends on the subject.
It depends on the school, too.
True that.
Are we going into the Dangerous Minds school, or are we going into a prep school?
I have to go. Yeah, everyone has to learn how to dance fight. Let's go.
And the other thing, out in California, I guess it's in the Bay Area, they're putting out ads saying, would you love to have your kid's teacher live in your house? Do you have an extra room in your house? because teachers can't afford to live anywhere, but we need teachers. Can they stay in your room?
Like the cost of living in San Francisco is so high that most teachers can't qualify for a lease on a one-bedroom apartment.
That's crazy, man.
But the solution is move them in with the student's family, not, I don't know, pay them enough to be able to afford a place to live.
Yeah, this is our solution.
Yeah, you know, good point, man.
Now, hey, listen, so the teacher, with what they get paid, they can't eat, drive, do anything, so we're going to need you to do this. Okay.
Oh, also provide all their supplies for their classroom.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
I mean, I'll get them some glue sticks, but they're not moving in with me.
I'm starting to change my mind about being a teacher.
No, you'll be fine. See, you'll be able to live off of your collectibles.
Antiques. Home. You'll have to sell them all off, though.
It's going to happen one day, man. I'm going to have to free myself from that giant mountain of crap. But I don't know. All right, let's do some calls. 336-373-0987 is the number. If you ever want to be on the podcast or make a request or anything, why not?
Hey, Simon. I'm laughing so hard. I've got a voice-activated light strip on my front porch, and I burped so loud it went off.
I love it.
Classic. That's pretty cool. You're not laughing. You don't appreciate the burp humor, huh? You're the guy who burps the most.
I know.
I didn't hear what she said. I didn't understand her.
She has a voice-activated light strip on her front porch, and she burped so loud that she set it off.
Okay, that's fantastic. I'm proud of you.
Well, it sounds like something you would have the most fun with.
No kidding.
It would out be on his little back porch.
The lights in my house would be flickering nonstop.
Do you know, I want to point something out. Now that we're on the subject of the burp jar, we've been talking about getting a jar in here for Maddie to throw a 5 in for the big burps and 1 for those little weak girly burps that you come up with. But have you noticed he's not been burping lately?
Not as much.
Are you
much.
Okay?
What's happening?
What's wrong?
Oh, I don't know.
Are you taking some antacid?
I had a couple today already.
Not in here?
Yeah. No, I think you're just used to it now.
No, I always stop down when you do one.
There's been a couple times where you haven't said anything, and I actually like, oh, here it comes, burp jar again. And
did I have my headphones on?
No.
Was I yelling?
No. Now, again, I think that there's some that they really catch you off guard, and you get really disgusted, and there's others where you're used to it, because you know it's a natural bodily thing that I can't control.
Gross, it's not.
You can control.
You can control. It's not natural to do it in front of people in a small room.
What's the problem with a burp versus, I mean, at least I don't have uncontrollable gas.
That is uncontrollable gas.
Well, it is gas.
Yeah, well, at least it's not the other
it's
kind.
It's top gas, not bottom gas.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? A fart jar. That'd be crazy.
No.
Now, I'm going to put a jar in here for every time you say that word.
He doesn't even
There's a lot of jars in here. It's starting to turn into a hoarder situation.
We got to switch out the jars.
There's
are full.
46 jars. I don't know which is the burp one. This is the fart one. This is inappropriate humor.
Oh, no. I'll put signs on all of them. You'll know which one to use.
Yeah, we were making money on that burp jar for a while there, man.
I know. He owes us, what, like $40?
Oh, shoot. At least.
More?
At least.
I disagree.
Those big $5 burps, you were spending them off there for a while.
I don't understand why you escalated to $5. When did that ever become an increment? And like, it's always like throw a quarter in the whatever.
No way, man.
You go right up to $5?
Yep. Well, the little girly ones, like I said, are just a dollar. The ones where you have to use your voice to accentuate. Bah. You know, those weak ones, I'll let you off on a dollar for those.
But the big burps.
Yeah, those big
those
ones.
Get five.
Look, I can't help it.
You can.
It's a natural
thing. In fact.
No, you actually can.
I can't hold it in. I'll die. It's science.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Why didn't we think of that?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout.
15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Simon. Big Mets fan here. I wanted to talk to you about spider tech that's still going on a little bit in baseball. I just find it weird and silly today how umpires are going out there and checking these guys' hands to see if there's any substance on it. And it's like a half-assed job they're doing. It's embarrassing. It's silly. They're not doing anything. They're not checking. And guys, to me, are still using the stuff. They're putting it in their hair. They're putting it in their belts. They're using whatever. And frankly, it's silly. And at this point in time, I don't understand why Major League Baseball isn't going out there and putting a little bit of pine tar on like a cloth or something for these pitchers. Because look, most baseball players, most hitters, they want the pitcher to have control over the ball, especially on a hot, sticky, humid day. I'm just saying, give these pitchers a little bit of pine tar. Hopefully that'll put to bed the end of the whole spider tech with these umpires checking the substance. It's silly. Thank you very much. Talk to you.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were just thinking about that.
Maddie, can you translate?
Yeah, he called the wrong radio station. Apparently, he
said
was listening.
Simon.
He was calling a sports talk station.
No, he said, "Hey, Simon." He acted like he knew us.
Well, maybe he was just confused. Again, I think because it says "Say, hey, Simon," he doesn't. He got confused, but I don't recall us having a debate about spider tack or whatever he was saying.
You're the big baseball guy, so yeah, translate, please. What is spider tack?
I think he's just talking about using a banned substance to get better grip on the ball.
It's not a grip, it's a slip. What they want is Vaseline on the ball because it's weirder throw.
I always thought, because that was his thing about the pine tar.
Pine tar would eliminate the slip.
No, I thought pine tar made it stickier.
Yeah,
that's pine tar was on the bat.
Do use a rosin bag for the bat. What he's talking about is when the guys put like grease or ointment or Vaseline in their belt.
That's famous. Yeah, people do that all the time.
That's what they're checking for. And they'll put it in their glove. And what it is the ball will fly out wild. It's a whole different kind of pitch than if they have the pine tar and they're gripping it.
Did you see that the guy who invented the jock strap died?
No.
Just in other baseball news.
Oh, I thought that was a joke. I thought that was a great setup.
No, he actually did.
Oh, well, let's finish that joke. Did you hear the guy that invented the jockstrap died? It was nuts. No, that's weak. All right, what else?
He just couldn't hold up anymore.
All right.
He couldn't keep himself together. I don't know. Okay. Kind of fell apart.
We got to come back to that. There's a joke there for sure.
Anyways, I just saw that on the internet today. There's other baseball news. I haven't really been following baseball much recently, so I didn't realize this was a hot debate other than what this gentleman
was happening
talking
about. To you? You're like supposed to be the baseball guy. You do these yearly trips with all your buddies.
But COVID happened for that.
Well,
so that
I know.
Wrecked that
I know,
whole thing.
But that doesn't mean that you stop liking baseball. Couldn't go.
Most of that trip wasn't as much about, I do enjoy baseball, but it was also getting a chance to go somewhere crazy with a bunch of guys.
Wake up outside.
But they could have chosen anywhere to go besides baseball stadiums.
It's an excuse.
Well, because we all dig baseball. Plus, it gives us it narrows it down when you're trying to find places to go.
You can't say, I'm going to go have a binge drinking weekend and wake up in weird places. You call it a baseball weekend.
Right.
It has to have
a
name.
And it gives you destination cities. Like, I'm not going to go get drunk and pass out in a ditch in Milwaukee. But maybe I can go to a Milwaukee Brewers game.
Right.
And then get drunk and pass out and ditch.
Right.
That was the drunkest I've ever been.
In Milwaukee?
Yeah. I was in a gravel ditch outside of a club yelling at people through a traffic cone.
Of course you were.
Well, I wanted to make sure they knew because you leave through this door and I got confused and I walked out and I ended up in an alley. And so I wanted to make sure they all knew that this was the alley.
Don't let the door shut.
There's going to be a jar for that.
I don't know. I also rode to a bar in a cab window. Like I dove through the window and laid up over people.
And the dude let you do that? The cabbie let you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. I think he just had a group of drunk people and just kind of let it ride.
Wow, man.
Just don't throw up in my cab.
That was the trip when I came home, and that was the weekend where I came home and found the gun, and that was the whole thing.
Oh,
wait,
Christ.
You can't say that like that. This is going off the rails for people who don't know the whole story.
Oh, yeah, my ex.
You're like, yeah, I was super drunk in Milwaukee, and I did all these crazy things, and I came home, and my
wife
ex found
a gun.
What?
Yeah, she dug it. She was doing some landscaping stuff and dug around the ground. They found an old gun, and it was all neat. I showed Sean. He was super excited, and then I went to work the next day, and when I came home, she had called the cops, and they had to have him take it away.
They took your historical...
He blames me to this day that it's my fault.
That was well over 100-year-old.
I don't know if it was 100-year-old. But
yes, it was. You can tell by the hammer
the
on it.
Antique expert guy.
The point is that Milwaukee is a great place to get crazy drunk.
Hey, Simon, Creighton, Atlanta here. I haven't called in a minute, so you all sparked up something this morning. I was late to the game on. Y'all will be on later on this afternoon. I hope I can get this in. We had a kid, I went to St. Pius, obviously, and I've mentioned that before. In first grade, we had a kid in our class. Now, keep in mind, this is a Catholic school. We had a kid whose dad drove a hearse and brought him to school and picked him up every day. It was a black Cadillac hearse, and I think it was like this would have been 1982, and I think the Cadillac hearse would have been something like a 1977 or 78 model. So they were enormous. And, you know, back then they were ornately made. It was crazy. Of course, this was also the kid that would sit in his chair and kind of bang his head against the back of the chair in the wall. So, and his dad would wear black sunglasses and had black slick back hair. He looked like he was in a band of some sort. So I assume that that was sort of a motif. Can you imagine going to a Catholic school and your dad was driving a hearse for real? And you all brought up another thing about school lunches. We used to have awesome school lunches. And you all read the menu the other day, I believe, of the Whirly Birds. And, you know, Grimsley, they used to call them the Grimsley Grits back in the 80s, and I don't know why. But I have a feeling it's probably because they served grits in the morning or something.
I don't know.
But back when Paige and Grimsley were super rivals and we always had the kids in our neighborhood for the football games, they would have Grimsley Grits written on their vehicles. And I just am not 100% clear why. So if anybody was living there at the time, maybe you can call and explain. Have a good day. Talk to you later.
There's Creed.
What if the kid's dad who drove him to school in the hearse every day was actually an undertaker?
You don't generally drive that because you also have family cars that drive in the funeral procession.
Right, like town cars.
Are those the ones that are kind of like, they have it's like a limo, but it's not. It's kind of like an extended middle, but it's not really a limo.
Some are actually limos and some are extended town cars and some are just plain town cars.
I think it's crazy. Every time I drive by Bill Black Chevy, they have hearses for sale.
They do?
Yeah. And so I always see those and I'm like, it's like you'll always see... Like on one side, like one of it's all their regular cars. And then you kind of go around and they've got hearses. There's the occasional Mary Kay car. I still think it would be super rad. Like those old school ones, the real old school looking ones.
They're creepy, man. You know, we have funeral homes in the family and I grew up with Scott, he still runs a funeral home, owns a funeral home in Henderson.
Still looking for that Debo.
Looking at the Debo. But we were out one night late. And saw a hearse go by. When we used to cruise Dabney Drive, that's what you did. You went from Hardee's to McDonald's and back over and over and over. Mm-hmm. And we saw this hearse. And it's like, what the hell is going on? Because he was driving fast. He was cruising. It wasn't my guy. Cruising up and down the street on this hearse. And so we finally get next to him at a red light. And I always had a camera with me when I was a kid. I took a picture of him, and it was this old man. His name was Carlton. And he was the creepiest looking thing driving that hearse up and down at midnight on a Friday night. And I got a picture of him, and it was just like, looked like something out of a horror movie.
Just so you know, I just looked up quickly. A 2000 Cadillac DeVille Professional hearse with only 98,000 miles is
$3,900.
$3,900? Yeah, dude.
That's a dang deal.
I think we've got the next Simon vehicle.
It's
You'll
bad.
Be dying nervous at your event.
It's bad.
If we were a hard rock station, it would fit perfectly, but what? We're too happy for that.
Death metal mobile.
Oh, this is rad.
Yeah, we can't.
Yeah, these
do
are
that.
Way more affordable than I thought they'd be.
Me too. I had no idea they were that cheap.
Oh, then well, they're not exactly in high demand.
And the other thing is those limos, those funeral home limos, how many people you think went to the prom in those?
Oh, I mean, I see what you're saying. I mean, a limo's a limo.
Absolutely. Like everybody on the Eastern Shore that knew the family, they've got a ride to the prom.
Hey, it's got these cool flashing purple
your
lights.
Town car?
Yeah, but I don't know. I wouldn't want to drive or necessarily even ride in a hearse. It kind of freaks me out. Kind of spooks me out.
I didn't die in it.
Not yet.
I'd be okay if there was nobody in the back.
You know what we used
well, I don't
to
think
do.
That comes with that. That's not standard.
Sometimes.
Check that ad carefully.
Ah, complete with cadaver.
Stop.
Well, y'all in on this. Now, it was a black thunderstorm back there coming my way. Black, mind you. Dark, current water. Is this what that Joe Biden wanted? He played a song, Rise and Wind, come up around the corner, around the bend, John Fogerty song. It's that y'all can fun. Because the sun was hot. It was hot.
We played that song because we were in on it. We were in on this.
First of all, he hasn't called in a minute. Or at least that
I don't play him anymore. Okay. But this one was just too good.
So all right,
we're in on it.
Hold on. Something about a storm.
Yeah. Wait, he hadn't gotten to the good part.
Oh.
He said there was
Joe Biden.
There was a big black thunderstorm.
Yeah, okay.
Full of water.
Okay, first of all, it was a thunderstorm.
Yeah,
okay.
Full of water. Then we played that song.
Yeah.
And Joe, this is what Joe Biden wants. Here we go.
Sun was shining where I live. Two of them daggone jets come straight in front of it over my house where the sun's shining. And nothing, just a little to the east of it, up in the upper atmosphere. He sprays something, whatever it is, that cools the air. Because the wind was sucking from the east. That's what he does. He put that stuff in there, and the thunderstorm sucks it back to him. See, a thunderstorm always draws clouds to them from the opposite direction. So they do it, sort of suck that cold air in there, and then it's clear like that back behind it.
See, the planes sprayed something and destroyed his good thunderstorm, okay. And we are in on it.
So here's what I have to say.
Because we played that song.
Yeah.
I think that every other place likes to have weather reports. From like Van Denton or Ed.
Yeah.
I think he's our new weather guy. Like weather on the sevens with Crazy Joe.
Charles.
Charles
is his name.
And there's sun. There's some sunshine in it.
Well,
it's weakened. That's what they call fighting global warming. And that money he's spending. I want the rain. I need the rain. And he's doing it, wasting money, and I ain't getting no rain. He did it. Sorry, bunch in Washington, D.C. That's what them planes do. Well, military jets, they got something that they spray in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that storm was a good one. It was loud back there and dark. Now, if they got done doing what they're doing, it's done fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have droughts. They can say about floods all they want. They're lying.
Mm.
They get on TV and lie. Just like everything in the terror lies. Make out like people think it's flooding everywhere, and they still doing what they're doing. Cutting the rains out. Wish Hitler was here. Put them in the gas chambers.
Did you hear that?
It's Get Up Show weather.
I wish Hitler was here, he says.
They deserve it.
Put him in the gas tank?
Chamber.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'll say. They did it again.
Gee
oh, man.
Wow.
I didn't realize that we were being, our weather was being stolen by the military.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is. That's what they do. You know, when there's like a hurricane out there or whatever, the planes fly in and they drop stuff in it and they break it all up.
Yeah.
But How come that? When did they pick and choose what storms are going to break because up? Was it just over Charles's house?
Yes, because that one was coming for Charles's house, and he needs that rain, so they had to break it up.
It was pouring all weekend at my house, so I guess the military doesn't care about.
No, they're not messing with you. Like nope. They mess with him
again. I still think that we need to.
But you're in on it.
Have him obviously. That's what, we play the songs that help.
Yeah.
Tell clearly, we our songs tell people what to do.
Well, what Charlie said, I think is. Actually brilliant, and I've thought about this a million times. Why don't they do that during a hurricane? And I've said, you know, they could take up unflavored gelatin, like a couple tons of unflavored gelatin, and get out in, you know, those storm tracker planes get right into a hurricane, into the eye of the storm. That's what they do. Get in there and deploy your unflavored gelatin and drop that damn hurricane like a rock.
Well, why not flavor it, and then it's a tasty treat. It's like ants.
Right.
It's ants. Like the silver lining.
Nah, bruh. You're asking
no ants
for trouble.
In the ocean.
You're asking for ants.
But, I mean, aren't ants going to still eat unflavored gelatin?
No, of course not. That's ridiculous.
But what if
you're ridiculous.
What if once it falls into the ocean, it gets confused with the jellyfish?
Or what if it just falls over, like, in High Point?
I'm going to stop trying to have intelligent conversations with you two.
I think this is how rational discussion, this is how we come up
we
with
have
solutions.
Questions.
You have to spitball ideas.
Here's the thing. When I got that call from him, I was like, what the hell? So I did a Google search, and there is some talk about military planes messing with the weather by seeding and reverse
seeding.
Yeah,
they were going to do it in Japan because they were having floods.
Yeah.
That did just come up recently. So he's sort of on track.
You know, it's crazy when he has... that lucidity, like when he knows how a thunderstorm behaves and stuff.
I'm sorry, I forgot. It's get up, show weather, and conspiracy theories.
Can't have one without the other.
Hey, Simon, speaking of Bigfoot, go to YouTube. Get on channel T607 Able. It's the best Bigfoot video you've ever seen. I made it in 2011. Tell me what you think about that. Have a great day.
All right, I've got it ready. Clearly you can't see this, but you can hear some of this, and this is pretty amazing footage.
If it's the beginning where they're talking, you can hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, here we go. There's a little bit of setup.
For generations, man has searched for proof of their existence. What you are about to see is real. Viewer discretion is advised.
Montgomery County, North Carolina.
I'm telling you. Keep seeing something cross the road right down here at the bridge, coming out of these fields. I've seen it twice this morning, and yesterday evening I've seen it three times, and it crossed twice down there at the bridge down there.
Turn your blinker on.
It ain't no bear. It ain't no big dog. It looked like it was walking on two legs.
Well, we've been here for like few hours now, all things gonna come out.
Oh, just be patient. I'm telling you, it'll show. We'll be looking up there in them fields too. Hey, hey, look. There, what is it? See?
Oh,
what
gosh.
Is it?
What's that?
What the hell is that?
Is he
tell
doing?
Me, what is it? It ain't no damn bear.
Ain't no damn bear.
It's some guy lumbering about in the cheapest gorilla suit you ever saw.
No, it is not.
No, it's not as Bigfoot.
Bigfoot look, wears sneakers.
Here's the thing. If they've been sitting there for hours and that blinker's on, I would have killed that dude.
Right.
Turn that blinker off, man.
Well, he had to safely signal that he
was
on the side of the road.
It could have been hazards. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir.
What the hell is that? Can you zoom in on it?
Yeah.
He's throwing a damn rock!
Bigfoot's throwing rocks into the river.
And laughing at himself when
what
he threw
it. What the hell is that?
Fun.
I'm sorry, yeah, Bigfoot is standing on a bridge throwing things in the water.
And laughing after it hits
Bigfoot's
the water.
Bigfoot's having fun.
Damn rock. I ain't believing this.
What's he doing?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's got to be hazards. Does anything else happen?
I don't remember. I skipped forward, and then Bigfoot walks around, but then there's some music.
Oh, my God. He's peeing.
He's not breathing.
All right. That's it. We're out.
Look, Seriously, look up that video, though, if you can.
He really was just peeing off the bridge.
Pretty funny.
Bigfoot.
Oh, my God.
Look, man, don't worry. There was a study that said that there are certain areas in North Carolina where you're more apt to find Bigfoot. And I think Montgomery County was one of them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. North Carolina is one of the top Bigfoot sighting states.
And we have clear proof. I'm really glad that gentleman came forward to us
that
and revealed
hilarious.
His video. That's been out there since, I mean, that's 11 years that's been out there. And now we're just getting light of that. That's great.
I know. I feel like we've wasted all this time.
I know.
When Bigfoot was just throwing rocks.
And peeing.
Well, where else is he supposed to go?
He's not a buyer.
Well, that was interesting, though, because he turned away and then came back peeing. All right, I'm going to have to watch that again later.
He had to unzip his fur.
I know, his fur. He's got an escape hatch in his fur. Oh, dang, got a mat. Oh, I'm freaking out. I got a mat. All right, one more.
Hey, Sam.
Well, thank you, sir. Or madam. So if you ever want to be part of the podcast, we would love to hear from you and your Bigfoot sightings. 336-373-0987.
Yeah, and if you have any theories on the weather, please let us know.
It's
good or to know. Conspiracies.
Yeah, what did our songs tell you to do?
And hey, request a song. You can make your own fate on Bet You Won't Play It Friday. The songs that tell you what to do, you're telling us to play them. That same number. And listen to us on the radio. Go to 987simon.com, and there's a listen live on there. We appreciate you. Any final thought, Charlie?
Yeah, just watch out for Bigfoot when he has to go. He might get you wet.
What about you, Beardy?
You also got to watch out for Harry Styles because he spits when he's mad.
He might get you wet, too.
All right, next time.
Get up. It's a Get Up Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!